Chapter 21.
You will understand in time. Back in his private quarters, Scourge tried to push the last words of his most recent conversation with Revan from his mind, but they kept returning. It had been almost a week since he'd walked out on Revan, abandoning him to suffer the torments of his solitary confinement. They had been talking about visions, how the Force could speak to you if you listened, how it could show you visions of your possible future. The Jedi had implied that he had witnessed something to do with his eventual release from Nyriss's prison, but Scourge knew better than to take anything the captive said at face value. Revan was smart. Even as Scourge used him to learn about the Force, the Jedi was trying to manipulate Scourge into helping him escape. It was possible everything he'd said had been nothing but lies. It was also possible he had been telling the truth. Maybe he really had seen something that gave him hope of escape. Scourge knew he should tell Nyriss about this latest development, but so far he had kept silent on the matter. If she knew, there was a strong chance she would simply decide to execute Revan rather than allow him any opportunity to escape. And that was the real problem. If Revan died, did any real chance of stopping the Emperor die with him? When the Jedi said Nyriss would never step forward to lead the others against the Emperor, the words rang true. Revan, on the other hand, had already proved he was both eager and willing to stop the Sith from invading the Republic. He had hinted at an alliance between them, and as ridiculous as it might have seemed at first, Scourge couldn't help but see some merit in the idea. They shared a strong commitment to a common goal. Alliances had been forged on far less. But agreeing to work with the Jedi wouldn't just mean freeing him from his cell. It would mean a betrayal of Nyriss. And Scourge wasn't ready to take on both her and the Emperor quite yet. Especially when all of this was predicated on an alleged Force vision of Revan's that might not actually have existed. The sharp knock on his door came as a relief. His mind was running in circles. It would be good to have something to distract him. When he opened the door, he was surprised to see Setchel standing on the other side. For the most part, the sycophantic Sith had avoided him for the last 3 years, partly out of fear and partly because Nyriss had forbidden him from seeking vengeance for the brutal interrogation that had left him scarred for life. There had been occasions where they had been forced to work together on some task or mission for Nyriss, but the innate mistrust all Sith had of one another had escalated between them to the point that it actually impacted their ability to work effectively together. It hadn't taken long for Nyriss to realize their talents were put to better use independently.
"Why are you here?"
Scourge asked.
"I have news you will be interested in,"
Setchel replied, smiling in a way that made Scourge want to strangle him.
"Did Nyriss send you?"
"I'm here of my own volition."
"What is this about?"
Scourge demanded.
"Aren't you going to invite me in?"
"No."
Setchel shrugged.
"I was only trying to show some discretion, for your sake."
"Get to the point,"
Scourge said through gritted teeth.
"A woman came to me today. Human. She's looking for you."
"A human? Why?"
"She didn't say. She didn't offer her name, and given her reluctance to discuss the matter, I didn't ask."
"If she found you, then she already knows where to find me," Scourge said.
Setchel shook his head.
"We crossed paths quite by accident. She has no idea you and I know each other at all. She simply hired me to find you."
"Maybe you'd better come in and tell me the whole story,"
Scourge said, relenting and stepping aside.
"On second thought, I think I'll stay out here,"
the other Sith replied.
"I get the feeling you don't like the answers I'm giving you."
"Do you think I need to get you alone to inflict pain?"
Scourge asked, casually reaching out with the force to give Setchel's windpipe a quick squeeze.